What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. All right, great. So thank you guys for tuning in this past Wednesday when I showed you around my Kiss room. It was a lot of fun. I got some positive comments. Nobody chewed me up about how I was keeping things. Thanks. There's already a couple of comments here. Robert Miller said, greatest solo album ever. That's what we're going to talk about. This one right here. The Ace Frehley solo album. Chris Burntag says, I finally got to tune in. Happy 10th anniversary, PRC. Yeah, we had that this weekend. 10 years of Podcast Rock City. Johnny here says, I lucked out and got to see Ace play his solo album live, start to finish. For the first time ever in 2018, it was a blast. I believe I was there at the New Jersey Kiss Expo. We were there. It was really great. Chris Vickery, hey, how you doing, Bradley? It's a freaking... Bradley, just go to YouTube and rewatch it. For you guys out there that haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's a little stupid bell. Hit the bell, and it lets you know when I'm going live. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to this. I've been doing that weekly thing, breaking down the solo albums and just talking about whether we take it or leave it. Now, of course, when it comes to this one, most people are going to take it. Of course. The Ace Frehley solo album from when he was in Kiss is, it's great. It's really great. But one of the things that always bothered me, I always heard these stories about Ace started writing music or holding songs for himself for a solo record. Does that bother any of you? It bothers me. Think about the fact that we could have had Rip It Out on a solo record. I mean, on a Love Gun. We could have had that on Love Gun. We got Shock Me on Love Gun, and that's awesome. But think of the songs that are on this that we could have had on another album, and he hoarded them. That, according to what I've always read, have you guys read the same thing? Heavy Metal Beer Club, what's up? Cheers to you too. Chris Burns says, Ace's record is tied with Paul's for best solo album. You guys let me know. Hi, Karen. Out of 5 stars, let's try that again. Out of 5 stars, you guys tell me what you guys give it. Hold on, I got to have some water. I'm dehydrated. Anyway, let's go. While you guys are telling me, I'm going to go ahead and break this down. Rip It Out, 5 stars. Speeding Back to My Baby, my favorite lick Ace ever wrote. Snowblind, it's all right. I'm not a huge fan. Ozone, I'm not a huge fan. What's on Your Mind? I love that song. New York Groove, I love it. I'm In Need of Love. I love it. Wiped Out. I'm not a fan. Fractured Mirror. Okay. Fractured Mirror on this record, I really like. But I hate the fact that there was a part 2 and a part 3 and a 10 and a 25. And it just kept going and going and going. All right. So look, I'm getting stuff from you guys. 6 stars out of 5. It doesn't work that way. Chris Burns, Ace's was the raw rock record. Paul's was the classic Kiss record. Can't pick a winner. Chris Burns said 5 stars. Chris Vickery says 4 stars. He'll take it. G. John Clark says 4 out of 5. It's a great album, but not a perfect album. I agree. So, The band that's on it is killer. Everybody knows who played on it. It's a killer album. One of the things that I don't think I've really gone into is the covers of these records. To me, they're four of the most perfect album covers I ever seen in my whole life. They're so great. They look real. Obviously, it's a painting. But Aces, Jeans, Peters, Paul, it almost looks like you could reach in and touch them. It's so good. I don't know about you guys. Have you ever noticed that there's some, like this has blue in the back, the blue writing, but there are some that have purple. I have one and I didn't grab it. I feel stupid now. But I give this 4 out of 5 stars, I believe. 4 out of 5 stars for Ace's album. Do you guys, all right, so agree the artwork is great. Heavy Metal Beer Club. They give it 4 stars as well. So here's the other thing. Do you guys have one copy of each of these records? Do you have multiple copies of each of these records? Don't forget, you can send us emails at podcastrockcity1. That's the number 1 at gmail.com. Podcastrockcity1. That's the number 1 at gmail.com. It says the Cecil Music says the artist also did the Rush Fly By Night painting. That's, I did not know that. Thank you very much. That's nice of you to tell us. Ziggy Zags Z says 5 stars. Chris Burns says he has 1 each in the vinyl and then the CDs. I have that too. And I'm sick in the head when it comes to Kiss collecting. So I have the tapes. But not long ago, I ran across the whole set and I guess these new picture discs. They sound okay. I've played them. It's interesting. I remember being, that was the other thing. You ever noticed that Aces has got a little signature down here? Much appreciation and love to all the wonderful curly people who have helped me since I stopped driving a taxi cab in Midtown. That's so great. What about this right here where it says to Gene, Paul, and Peter? You think that's sincere? At this point, they really didn't like each other, right? They didn't really like each other. Let's see. Bradley Hembry says multiple copies plus the box set that came out a few years ago. I have that too. It's classic. I think I'm going to have, I don't know, the pictures of the album covers that they put in there without Kiss across it, without like their names. I've thought about having them framed. Chris Burns said the dedication was Bill Coyne's idea. I know. And it was almost, once again, the solo albums obviously were done because we had no, Ace and Peter, I guess, wanted to split up. They wanted to do their own thing, which to me is totally, it's like if I was ever in the biggest, how about, I gotta watch what I say. One of the biggest bands in the world. At that time, they had the Gallup poll and they were the biggest band in the world. Maybe not selling wise and stuff like that, but they were as far as the fans voting, right? If I'm in that band, you know, I'm going to be straight with you guys. I don't know how I'd react, but because is it possible that he just, and this is always the case, isn't it? There's always somebody in your ear going, you don't need the rest of these guys. You know what I'm saying? You don't need them. They need you, that kind of thing. And do you think that that's always what happened? I believe that's what happened with Peter. I don't know about Ace. Ziggy Zag says, Joe, you're fired up and wearing a sweatshirt. Does your wife freeze you out with AC like mine? I don't have a wife. But I freeze her out, just so you know. Karen and I are I don't know what's the word for it when you live together and you're not married, shacking up. I don't know. Okay, I have to go back up there in a little while. She's gonna kill me. So I'm just reading your guys' comments. Gene John Clark says, you are making that decision with substances and hangers-on in your eye. I guess that's true. Or without. Okay, so that's part of my problem with this record, what these records are. I think that, so when we talked this past week on our show, we discussed if Beth was the beginning of the end for Kiss. And you know, just Peter getting that moment of fame that they all want, even though there were four stars in the band, Peter all of a sudden gets thrust out by having this song that becomes a hit. Was that the thing that, you know, set him apart? And it became, I want to do a solo album. Ace wanted to do a solo album. They said, let's all do solo albums. Is that what ruined the band? Instead of just moving forward and doing another rock record? Because the truth is you could go through these records and pick out songs from all four and make a great Kiss record. Hell, you could probably make three great Kiss records out of them. Disagree or agree? All right, let me read some comments. Let's see. Darth Shredder says, I believe that happened with Ace after it jumped on me. I got lost. I believe that happened with Ace after the solo album. Just look at how many songs he sang on Dynasty Unmasked. True. Chris Burns, solo album question for you, Joe. Is there anything you'd change on Ace's record? Track list not including. I'm not a fan of Wiped Out. It's okay. I don't really get it. Ozone is more an Ace thing. Snowblind, more an Ace thing. Wiped Out is kind of weird to me. So that's probably it. How about you guys? Anything you would change? Let's see. The artwork was based on the cover of the Love Gun tour book. I think I've seen those pictures. Let's see. Heavy Metal Beer Club. I read somewhere that the solo albums were part of their initial record contract even before there was tension. I have never heard that. And if you could email me where you read that or heard it from, that would be great. I would love the opportunity to check that out. If that's true, that's interesting. Ziggy Zag Z, some of his songs were about altered states. Yeah. That's Ace, right? Ace Frehley solo album. I take it, of course. 4 out of 5 stars. You guys all seem to be taking it too. Next week, I'm going to wear a different hoodie. I have 2 of these. Just so you know. Let me read some more of your comments. Darth Shredder, great bass licks on Wiped Out. You know what? I don't think I've ever noticed. I'm going to have to go back and read it. This past Wednesday, I brought you guys around my Kiss room. Thank you guys for all the nice comments. Nobody was like, I can't believe you're touching that. And I can't believe that's not in a case somewhere. I was all worried about that. You guys have no idea. I did an opening of the Eric Carr like solo album on here that came out a few months back, and I got hate mail for the fact that I opened it and took it out of the plastic. You know, I'm sorry. You can't please everybody. I'm learning that slowly. Okay, so you guys have all rated it. Basically, 4 or 5 stars is what you guys gave it. You guys have pretty much all said it's a great album. And it is. It is. You have to wonder, when this thing came out, do you think Gene and Peter were sitting at home listening to it and they went, damn. You know, do you think that in their heads they were like, oh, that's good? I know Paul was. I bet he would never say it, or maybe he would. I don't know if he would say it publicly. I as a matter of fact, I think that I might have heard him say that Aces was really good before. And you can't deny it. You can't deny it. Next week, I'm going to talk about Paul's. And we'll discuss that. And I have some questions for you guys to answer about that. Darth Shredder, you have to enjoy what you have. Otherwise, you're going, you're just doing the next guy a favor by keeping it wrapped up. Hell yeah, I agree. Bradley Hembry, Rip It Out is freaking killer. Chris Burns, Gene and Peter went too far out. That's why Paul and Ace are my co-number ones. I looked up online to see if Kiss has any shows. I don't believe they have any shows till September 1st. So they have the rest of this month off and next month. I think they do the one show in September, and then they don't do anything again until October. And also, I'm hearing that there may be, and we may be able to talk about this weekend, the weekend of the final two Kiss shows in New York, there may be a show, I think, on that Thursday by a group that loves Kiss. That's all I'm going to say. And there may be a show. I'm waiting to get a full confirmation. And we'll see, because if that's the case, then we all got to get there on Thursday. Everybody that's going. I know I've asked this before. Are any of you guys going to the one of the final two shows? Let me know. We got a couple minutes left. Podcast Rock City will be live again Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to discuss the five things we want to see Kiss do after December 2nd. So they finish out the tour. December 2nd, I believe, is the final show. What do we want to see out of the band? We have, I believe, Joey's going to be with me and Lee is going to be with me. Sonny is going to be busy this weekend. So, you know, the three of us will be on. We're going to name our five things that we really hope Kiss does for, you know, for fans and themselves after they finish doing the tour. Let me make sure I get a few more comments. Darth Shredder says, Heavy Metal Beer Club says, both Paul and Gene did say Aces was great. Okay. Darth Shredder says Aces over Paul. Paul over Gene. Gene way over Peter. John Clark said he's going to be at both shows. Karen G says I am going to be at both shows. Chris Burns said, if I go, we are meeting for a beer and we'll console each other over Kiss retiring and our Falcons sucking. Hey, the season hasn't even started yet. Ziggy Zag Z says, Shock Me and Rocket Ride were good precursors to this solo album. I agree 100%. So that's it, guys. 20 minutes, your 20-minute Kiss fix. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I know it's late. It's like 10:30 at night. This is what you do now. Go pop on the record. I'm going to do it. I got it right here. I'm going to slap this on, and I'm going to listen to it just to enjoy what we love, and that is Kiss. And tonight, what we loved was Ace Frehley. Next week, two new topics. One of them on Friday will be the Paul Stanley solo album, Take It or Leave It. I don't know where everybody's going to go with that. That's not as easy as the Ace. Ace, I pretty much knew everybody would take it. Paul, I don't know. I'll post it this weekend. Don't forget, come and hang out with us at Podcast Rock City live this Sunday, 7 p.m. and Eastern time. I guess that's it, guys. I really do love you guys. We'll see you soon. My name's Joe. You're the Kiss Army. I'm out of here in 3, 2, 1. Peace.